USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Today is Veterans Day for past and present military members. Thank you for your service. Former Georgia Representative Doug Collins on Fox News celebrates America's military personnel.
It's just a reminder that as a brotherhood, a sisterhood, that we all work together.
Tropical storm Nicole weakened to a tropical depression Thursday night as it crossed the Florida panhandle on its way to Georgia this morning. The storm had sent coastal Florida homes crumbling into the Atlantic Ocean earlier Thursday and threatened a row of high-rise condominiums in places where Hurricane Ian washed away the beach and destroyed seawalls only weeks ago. The storm is blamed for at least two deaths. As the midterm elections are still incomplete days later, causing many to scratch their heads why, the GOP is seeing a case of counting your chickens before they're hatched.
Although it's still unknown which party will gain control of the House and Senate, the Republicans did not win as many seats as some had expected. Tennessee Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn tells Fox News she thinks Republicans should reach out to voters even more in the next election.
The bigger our tent, the better it is at reaching out to voters, the Gen Zs, the seniors, making certain that everyone is hearing our message of freedom, faith, family, freedom, hope, opportunity for all.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A dive boat captain pled not guilty Thursday in federal court for a second time to manslaughter in the fiery deaths of 34 people trapped below his deck of his burning vessel 3 years ago off the Southern California coast. Captain Jerry Boylan of the Conception had his original case thrown out. The new trial is scheduled for December 20th in Los Angeles. USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Ukraine's forces entered the southern city of Kherson on Friday, as Russian forces said they had completed a withdrawal from the regional capital. President Zelensky said in his nightly address late Thursday that Ukrainian forces had retaken 41 settlements as they advanced toward Kherson, the only regional capital that Russia had seized since February. A federal judge in Florida issued monetary sanctions against President Trump's attorneys as he scolded them for what he called their frivolous failed lawsuit against Hillary Clinton and other Democrats. U.S. District Court Judge Donald Middlebrooks ordered that they pay $50,000 in penalties to the court. More Space Shuttle Challenger debris has been found in the ocean off the Cape Canaveral coast in Florida. Ellie Andrews reports from Los Angeles.
Intact wreckage from the 1986 explosion of the Space Shuttle Challenger was recently found at the bottom of the Atlantic Ocean. This is according to NASA officials. The remains are a large 15 feet by 15 feet section composed of square thermal tiles, probably from the shuttle's belly. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Presidents Biden and Xi Jinping will meet in Bali on Monday for the 17th G20 summit. The White House says it will strengthen its ties between the United States and China. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay. Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, I found that. Also, I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions. Got it.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.